Hey everybody, David Guerra here. Welcome back. It is the Daily Dave for Monday, April 4, 2016. How are you? How was your weekend? Good to have you back. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. What am I going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to talk about business and situations in business and in your organization that pop up out of the blue but have catastrophic events or failures for your organization, and how do you deal with them? For example, I've got two companies have issued voluntary recalls because of possible glass contamination of their products. Now, these are two separate companies. They're not related at all. But it gets you thinking. All of a sudden, things are going great, and boom, there could be possible small pieces of glass in your food product. What do you do? One is the Emerald brand 100-calorie packages of roasted and salted cashew halves and pieces. I was like, wow, that's insane. And then the other one is Roland Foods, and this is out of New York, issued an unrelated recall of fire roasted red pepper strips, also because of possible glass fragments in the container. Now, these are cans, and 5 pounds, 8 ounce cans. They are available. They are in a carton and the whole nine yards. But again, you start seeing this whole thing. It's like, well, what's going on? First of all, what's going on with quality control in your organization or their organization? How is quality control? How do you keep it? How do you maintain it? And then what do you do when something does happen? Obviously, they got ahead of it and they issued a voluntary recall. They knew something was up. So in order to avoid the problems, they went ahead and said, hey, stop, bring it all back. And that's great, but how does an organization get out in front and then deal with such a problem and then come back from the problem? Look at Bluebell. Remember Bluebell ice cream? If you're from Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas area, and parts of Missouri, you get Bluebell. And you had Bluebell. Then all of a sudden there was this listeria outbreak at a plant, and then a couple of other things happened here and there, and so they shut the whole thing down. I mean, they were gone for a minute there. A lot of us thought it was never coming back. And if you've ever had Bluebell, you know what I'm talking about. And if you have not had Bluebell ice cream, then you don't know what you're missing. But what I'm telling you is how does somebody come back from that? Luckily, Emerald brand nuts, Bluebell ice cream, they had a following. They should have no problem coming back. They resolved the situation. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. Nobody's injured. And in the case of Bluebell, there was some injuries. But so far, no injuries have been reported. Okay? No injuries have been reported. And which is a good thing. But they got out in front of it. They're good to go. Now, what about a lesser, smaller organization? Say you own a small business and you have a problem, and all of a sudden, how do you recover from that? Well, obviously, you get out. You make contact with your followers. You make contact with those stakeholders of your organization. You let them know what's going on, what you plan on doing, and what you are doing, and then how much it parallels what you're doing and what you plan to do. And if it's right in line, you should be good to go. Recovering from that might take a little longer. Unless you've had quite a good following, then you should have no problem recovering. Bluebell, holy moly, it was like, shut down school, everybody go get some Bluebell ice cream. I mean, at a local grocery store, we were limited to the number of gallons of ice cream we could buy. There was actual signs on the freezer case doors that said, limit to 3 gallons per customer. Seriously, 3 gallons per customer? But that's how bad it got. I mean, we went out. I think we went a whole summer without it, and that was kind of sad. And again, they're back. Emerald should be back, and Roland Foods out of New York should be fine. They voluntarily called back those roasted red pepper strips, and it should be fine. But again, think about it in your organization. What is it you would do if something was to go horribly wrong and you had to all of a sudden bring back your product? All of a sudden you saw there was a problem in your service and you had to go back and recorrect it. Could you recover? Could you ever recover? And could you get that trust back from your stakeholders? Something to think about. Well, listen, I'm Dave Guerra. This is the Daily Dave for Monday, April 4, 2016. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your evening and have a great Tuesday.